Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim of Klal Samaches, and we're learning Siman Aleph. The Chayyadim introduced the concept of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, that the person does a mitzvah, they have to be careful not to do it in such a way that they are meanwhile being Ma'avir on a different mitzvah. Now the Chayyadim says that he's going to put three limitations to Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, that when it applies and when it doesn't apply. The concept of a mevirin ala mitzvahs has three limitations to it. So he's using the word tana over here to mean a limitation. Number one, aleph, d'loshayach d'lemavirin ela kishroitza beis mitzvahs. The concept of a mevirin ala mitzvahs applies when the person has two mitzvahs to do, and mitzvah A presents itself first, so a person should not leave mitzvah A to go to mitzvah B. So we're discussing doing two mitzvahs. What is the proper order to do them as they present themselves to the person? So a person in the morning puts on talis and tefillin. So like you pointed out, so therefore he has the rule of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. He has to do whichever one comes first, where he interfaces with first, he's mechuyav to do that one first. But we will clarify the definition of what it means to be pagay in something that needs clarification. We're going to come back to that. If the person does not have time to do both, it's a question of not both, but the order. It's a question of either or. He's doing A or B. So the decision of which one to do is not based on the one which he comes to first. So the person then chooses the mitzvah, which is considered in halacha a more significant mitzvah. So that is given the precedence of the two, which one to do. So if a person, for example, gives an example, tzitzis with tefillin, the person is in a situation, he could either be in the mitzvah of tzitzis or the mitzvah of tefillin, but not both. He can choose either or, but not both. So tefillin chemorashi kedusha b'yoyser v'gam chemes haguf. Tefillin is considered more chomer because it's a higher level of kedusha. It itself is stam. It itself is an item of kedusha, and it's also chayav as a guf. The Torah, when the Torah writes the mitzvah sitzes, the Torah ties it to the garment. On the Torah level, a person is not wearing a four cornered garment. He has no chiyuv to wear sitzes. He's not chiyuv to put on the four cornered garment in order to have the mitzvah sitzes. Even in Rabbanan, he's not mechuyav to do so. The Midrash tells us that if a person doesn't take the opportunity to put on a four-corner garment and therefore get the mitzvah tzitzis, he's showing that he's not interested in Hashem's mitzvahs, and in Shemayim, b'idin d'rischa, in a moment of anger, Hashem will punish for that. But it's not a full-fledged chiyuv in the sense of he's not mechuyav to put on the garment in order to do the mitzvah. Whereas tefillin, a person is mechuyav to put on tefillin. So tefillin is a chayav as a guf. And therefore, even if he can do one or the other, the talis presents itself first, he is allowed and he's actually required to go past the talis and do the tefillin instead, which is more chomer. Because that's in a scenario where he's only doing one of the two. There are other ways to decide this question, similar other types of concepts. For example, so the chumrah of the mitzvahs is one deciding factor. We also know there's a concept, if you have a choice between two mitzvahs, one which is a constant mitzvah and one which is an occasional mitzvah, the mitzvah which is constant gets precedence. Now, that is actually referring to, normally, again, that's a question of order of sequence of events. But the Chayyam is applying it not only to the case of sequence of events, but when a person comes down to a choice between two actions, which one should he choose? He can only choose one of the two. So he says, Tatar takes precedence. Yasa Tatar. The Kaimalon, a Tatar Adif, that we feel that the one which is done more often, is done more, it's done regularly, has a certain level of maila and halacha, called that echoshen tader. Tader is kardim. So he's saying not only is tader kardim, kardim means A before B. It means it's other if it's better, and that itself lends an element of chumra to the mitzvah. One more point. V'cheinim echad averus mitzvah. One mitzvah, if I don't do it now, I'm going to lose the mitzvah. And a second mitzvah, so it's passing by, it's fleeting. This is the opportunity and it's lost. Another one is going to be around. So do the mitzvah, which is averus. And eventually you'll come back to the mitzvah shein averus. But if you do the mitzvah shein averus, you'll lose the other mitzvah totally. So if I have a choice, I'll do one right now. I should do the averus with the intent to come back to that averus in the future. So the Chayyam gave us three considerations in a scenario where I'm only doing one, how you calculate precedence, but you do not calculate precedence based on the rule of Ein Mavir and Amitzis. Now, he's going to bring, in this Shazam, he's going to prove this point. He's going to elaborate it more in the Chayyam itself, but this is actually a machloikism, and we'll clarify some of the halacha l'maisa of this Bezal Hashem in the upcoming shiurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.